Good morning, Taiwan. I'm sorry, just now the verse in Isaiah, there were two different ones. 对不起, 刚才以赛亚书的, 等一下再讲的时候会更清楚。 This morning when we sang that song, Great is Thy Faithfulness, you realize that it comes from the book of Lamentations. 今天我们唱那首诗歌, Great is Thy Faithfulness, 那首歌, 是从耶利米哀哭的出来的。 So we know that when a person is sad and lamenting and in sorrow, they turn to God.
我们就知道虽然那本书是这么凄凉的，是这么悲伤的，但是有那句话在里面。
And then we also see that my title is I Believe, 我心。
我的题目今天是我心，但是在里面那首诗歌也是有心那句话，所以是同样的，英文是
I Believe, but over there is Faithfulness, 所以是我心。 谢谢。 Does it matter what we believe? 我们相信的重要不重要？ Next few weeks' messages will be based on the Apostles' Creed. 下几个礼拜的信息是讲到《使徒信经》的内容里面更清楚。 Because we recite that every Sunday, but do we understand the depth of the meaning? 我们每一周都在读这个《使徒信经》，但是里面有非常很多很美好的基本的信仰在里面。 Creed is from Latin credo, meaning I believe. 那个字 Apostles' Creed, 那个Creed的字是从拉丁文的 credo 出来，意思就是我相信。 Three times in the Apostles' Creed, the words I believe are spoken. 有三次在里面，使徒信经都说我信上帝，我信三个。 所以我觉得我们每一个礼拜读这个背起来呢，是只是口讲的呢，或者心相信而且明白。 So the important thing is, although we say this and recite this every Sunday, do we think about it? Because sometimes we're on autopilot. 有时候讲的多呢，就变成麻木，没有再思想了，就这样就过去了。但是其实这个《使徒信经》有这么多美的信息在里面。 We live in a postmodern culture. 我们活在一个后现代的文化里面。Postmodernism rejects absolute truth. 后现代主义就是拒绝了绝对的真理。In the Bible, there is only absolute truth. 在圣经里面，真正的只有绝对论的，绝对的话。So many people are offended by that because in postmodern times, we decide what is true for us. 所以许多的人有这个拦阻，不能接受，因为圣经里面非常的绝对，黑就是黑，白就是白。但是现在的时代，很多人不能够接受绝对论。It is true that many people cannot accept that because we want to decide. So the one of the biggest problems about Christianity for some people is why does it have to go according to everything that God says? 很多人的困难就是我们有很多自己的思想。 我们也许不明白，但是真的神说的就是完全是绝对是对的吗？ But the words that we just read in 2 Timothy 3 is completely different from today's culture. 所以提摩太后书第三章16到17节是非常重要的，因为你参英文那边我有几个字 highlight 出来， All Scripture 不是一部分，不是我们明白的。 或者我们喜欢的 All Scripture is God-breathed 全部都是神感动的。那以前有一个翻译是错的， There was a translation that was not accurate that says All Scripture that is God-breathed 那个意思说所有神感动的话才是可靠的，就是代表有一些话在里面不是神感动的，这个是错的翻译，因为在希腊文是完全 All 就是 All 完全非常的绝对， So that the man of God may be thoroughly, thoroughly 也是一个非常绝对的完全得到， and not good work, but every good work. 我不知道中文有没有这么清楚的分辨出来，但是这个这两个经文呢，非常非常的绝对，没有的变，没有的我们说我接受或者不接受，你可以不接受，但是不能改。 Nobody enjoys being judged. 没有人喜欢被人在家或者在学校教会被 judge 什么被论断，没有人喜欢的。People say tolerance is a great asset。很多人觉得呢，度量是在文化里面，在我们的社会是最重要的。But someone says, do not be so open-minded that your brains fall out。有人这样讲，你不能这么开放的思想到你的头脑都跌出来了，就不是这个，不是一个好的 open mind。所以度量是好，但是绝对的主义是不能妥协的。But absolutism means that we do not compromise the truth. We are intolerant of other religions. 我们是不是完全不可容忍别的信仰呢？ Not if we understand the words of Jesus. 我们其实如果能够更清楚耶稣说的话，我们就知道我们不是不能接受，我们是接受那个人，但是不接受那个信仰。马太福音22:39，每一周我是提醒，每一周在周报里面都有这句话，对不对？在那个周报里面有没有去思想呢？ Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commands. 要爱邻居好像爱自己。全部的圣经里面先知的跟一切的讲法呢，都是挂在这两个使命。 So the point is, love is the absolute foundation of our faith. 主要的意思就是我们的信仰、我们的宗教、我们的基督教是完全设立在神的爱里面，爱是最重要。 The greatest commandment is love God, then love your neighbor. 所以先爱神才能够爱邻居，如果你尽量爱邻居没有爱神，你也不能够爱邻居，这个是实实在在。所以神把第一的是爱神，第二的是爱邻居。 It is also written in 1 Corinthians 13:13 in the love chapter， 在哥林多前书13:13也是这样讲。 Three things will last forever: faith, hope and love， 有这三样哦。 And the greatest of these is love， 最重要的是爱。Love is the foundation. Love means accepting someone. 所以爱就是你能够接受一个人，但是不是容忍他的罪。 This is better than tolerance. 这个好过你接受，好像社会说的 tolerance。 因为 tolerance 是非常不负责的一个态度。因为 tolerance 不是的意思说你容忍别人做的事，不代表说没有对没有错，你只是喜欢的你继续做。有没有一个父母会这样对孩子说？ Will a parent say that to the son or the daughter? As long as you think it's right, go ahead and do that. 这个就不是 tolerance， 这个是 irresponsible。 神不是一个不负责的神，他不会说你喜欢做的就 OK。 所以绝对是非常重要。神接受我们，但是不接受我们的罪。God accepts us, but he doesn't accept the sin. How do we understand that? 我们怎么样可以说？因为很难的，你不接受那个人的罪，你肯定也不接受那个人，很难分出来，因为那个人所做的就是他的人格，他的品格。 So what a person does is so hard to separate from what they are, but God is able to do that. 神是可以这样， because God wants everyone to come just as we are。神要接受我们，不管我们是怎么样破烂，有多少的罪。 But he says, you can come as you are, but don't stay as you are. 所以很容易记得就是，神接受我们，任何的人都能够来到他面前，但是不能留在那个地方，一定要改变，这个是主要的。如果基督徒不改变，别人看见你们跟我们有什么差别？So if a Christian is no different from someone outside, there is very little impetus or very little desire for them to look into Christianity. 他们很不会有兴趣说，你们只是用口说的，但是做的也是另外一套。我们所相信的就会影响我们所做的。What we believe will affect what we do. 这句话是很真。Our lives are made up of our thinking,our actions, and then the consequences. 永远都是三样，对不对？我们的人生就是从思想里面那个动静，那个做法就出来。那做法之后呢，一定有不同样的果效的效果的后果。C.S. Lewis believed in the word of God, he said. C.S. Lewis 说，我相信神的话， not because it is good. 这很奇怪哦，如果你不听下面的。He says, 他说，我相信神的话，不因为是它是好， but because it is true. 但是因为是真的。 如果更好听的话不是真的也没有用。 Even something that sounds wonderful but it's not true will not help you in the end. Only truth helps us. 只有真理真正的帮助到我们。 所以那句话刚才头一个使徒信经说我信上帝全能的父。 Theologians are not found only in seminaries. 神学家不只是在神学院里面哦。 你知道不知道其实要讲真正的呢这里每一个人都是神学家。 Everyone sitting here is a theologian. Why? 为什么这样说? Because you have some thinking about God. 你有一定对神有一种的思想。你在想神的时候,你是一个神学家,因为你想到神是怎么一个神。 So when you think about God, that makes you a theologian. Maybe you're not a very good one, 不是一个很好的,但是你都会想到神,你怎么样对神的思想? What do you think about God? Does it really make a difference every day? 有没有帮助你天天的生活里面? Years ago, the composer Mendelssohn walked from his home to Berlin, the capital. 很久以前,那个Mendelssohn,中文好像是Mendelssohn, 他从很远的乡下地方走到柏林,首都, to see a newly built pipe organ. 来看一个刚刚 装在那个大的 cathedral 那个教会里面，这个不是那一个风琴，但是这个风琴有583年，他们认为这个是最老的风琴在世界上。 This organ is not the one that I'm talking about because there's no picture of the one that Mendelssohn went to see in Berlin. But this organ is known to be one of the oldest or the oldest organ existing. Some things are replaced and changed. 有一些东西换过改过，但是本身这个风琴是世界最老的。 The church organist was practicing. 那个事情在练习弹. He turned to see a man slightly wearing old clothes because he was traveling. 他看见一个老人家进来, 他的衣服不是这么漂亮, 因为他走了很长的路, 比较脏, 比较老. Excuse me, sir, the stranger said. 他说对不起, 那个老人家说, I have come from a great distance to see this organ. 我从很远方走路来看这个风琴. Would you mind letting me go up there and take a closer look? 我可以不可以上那个楼梯从后面来更靠近的看这个风琴? The organist at first refused, but the stranger seemed so eager that he let him come up. 本来那个事情说不可以上来, 因为只有我可以上来,但是因为这个老人家坚持地问,他说好,你可以上来。 一上到来,头一句话是什么? As soon as he got up there, what did he say? Can I sit down and look at it? 我可以不可以坐下来,更靠近地看? 哦,不摸。 And then the organist says, okay, but only for one moment. 坐一坐就要走。 As soon as he sat down, he asked the next question. 你知道他问什么了? 一坐下来就问另外一句话。 Can I play it for a few minutes? 我可以不可以几分钟的弹? 他说,已经给你看了,你还要摸? I already let you see, you can't touch it. I'm the only one allowed to touch this new organ. 只有我可以在这边练习,因为我是主要的事情在这个大教会。 所以那个Mendelssohn就很伤心的就爬下去,出去了。So very sadly, Mendelssohn stepped down through the stairs behind and walked out of the church. But before he was opening the door, he heard the man play a song that he wrote himself. 但是他还没有去到大门出去的时候,Mendelssohn就听见那个事情,弹的一首诗歌,是他自己很多年前写的。他就是那个作者,他就是那个composer。那你就觉得他一定不会走嘛? So you know he won't leave. So he sat at the last row where Jeff is sitting now. 他就坐在后面那边,远远地听。 By the time the organist finished playing the song, he had moved to the front row. 当他弹到最后那一段,他已经坐到最前面了。Of course, you can guess what he did next. 你可以猜到他做什么。他又跑上去再问一次。对不起,给我弹一两分钟可以吗? Please, can I play that just for a minute or two? The man says, when I tell you to stop, you stop. 因为他知道如果不给他弹,他永远都不离开。 So he knows he will never leave unless he gives in to him. So Mendelssohn started playing the same song that the organist played. 他弹同样的歌，四个, and the organist did not ask him to stop. 当然他不会叫他停。 The organist said, I've played this song many years, I've heard other people play it, but I've never heard it played like this. 我听过我自己练习很长的时间，很多人也弹过这个诗歌，但是我从来没有听过一个人好像你这样弹出来。 And then very softly he said, Who are you? 他就很小声说你是谁。 很简单，老人家说 I'm Mendelssohn， 我就是 Mendelssohn。那个年轻的 organist 不敢相信他所听见的。The young organist could not believe what he just heard. Mendelssohn organ， 他们都一纪念这个故事。 They always remember this because it was a remarkable incident that the composer was almost chased out of the church. 那个作者自己差一点被赶走。现在那个事情自己站在那边上面。 The organist was standing alone by himself now, high up in the organ loft, and he said to himself， 他就对自己说，想一想吧， just think， he said to himself， I almost kept the master from playing his music on my organ， 我差一点就不允许这个主人的创造者的来在我的电风琴来弹他的歌。I almost did not let him。 上帝就是我们的创造者 ，God is our creator， 他设计我们 ，He designed us， He created us。 我们愿意不愿意把我们的生命放在他的手中 ？Are we willing to let Him play His music through us？ 能不能把 我们自己的生命说，主，你用我的生命，什么任何的音乐出来，你按照你的旨意来做。According to your wish, play your song through me. Let me speak your words. 让我讲你的话。And not only speak, let me live your words. 让我活出来。Really, having faith in God makes so much difference in your life. 你相信神的时候，有这么大的不同样。 Yesterday we moved into an apartment and some brothers helped us. 昨天我们搬去一个 apartment. 昨晚回到家找不到停车位. When we got home last night, no parking. They told us already, this building is very full. If you come home after 10 o'clock, no parking. 你过了10点回来呢，你就找不到地方停车，因为这个 apartment 多过停车位置。 So we went around the block at least for 30 minutes. 进去很多不同样的停车场，最少30分钟。结果回家的时候很冷，我今天就有一点的那个鼻子已经开始有问题。 So I know that I'm about to get sick from the cold. So I took vitamin C, I took zinc, I drank coffee, I did everything I could this morning. 今天早上又吃 zinc， 又吃维他命 C， 又喝咖啡，希望会好。But having faith in God makes the difference. I still want to tell you what I prepared. 我还是要对你们说。 今天要说的，所以这个信心是最重要的，要让神做我们的，成为真正的创造者，有主权的。Let God be our God. Let God be the creator that designed and has the best plan for us. 主耶稣说，我来让你们可以有丰盛的生命，是不是讲假话？ When Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and that you may have it more abundantly. Is he lying? 他讲的是只是某某人才得到了吗？ Only some people will have abundant life. Yes, we don't understand. Sometimes we don't feel it's abundant. 有时候我们不明白，不觉得是很丰盛，特别有伤心的时候， especially when we are sad and we lost a loved one. But God is good. He doesn't make a mistake. 那神是好的，神说他是全能的神，创造天地的神。 这样的神你能够靠吗？ Can you trust a God that created heaven and earth? That means he created things we can see and things we cannot see. 那什么意思？ 他所创造的是我们可以看见的，而且看不见的也是他创造的。代表是好的、不好的，我们认为不好的，也是他允许的。 So that includes everything, whether we can see, whether we can understand. 可以看或者不可以看，可以了解或者不可以了解。 都是神允许的。 This is the beauty of our religion. 这个是我们的信仰的美的地方。别的信仰不敢这样说。Other religions and faiths dare not say that. But God says, I am God, and I am good, and I am love. 只有神这样讲，所以有难处。昨晚绕这么多圈找不到 ，Tracer 一直说停歪一点无所谓，插进去我说不要。Tracer said, just park somewhere and just do your best. But I didn't want to take a chance, so we went round and round, and I didn't get home until very late and to do the PowerPoint. 所以这个会变成挫折，但是有改变，不会不高兴。Nothing to be unhappy about because God allowed it to teach us patience. 使徒信经是出来的时候是基督教是 被很多人逼迫，今天基督教也是被逼迫，所以使徒信经非常重要。 So the Apostles Creed came out when Christianity was under great attack, and it is under attack today too, and it's important for the same reason. It helps us to find the foundation of everything that is important, 最主要的在里面。所以要一句一句话来讲这下个几个礼拜。 So I want to go through each sentence and try to help us understand the beauty of why we recite the same thing every week. We must not be persuaded by words that contradict the word of God. 千万不要把别人说的话是跟神的话有冲突，不要接受，千万不可以接受。我们很容易被人骗，刚才那个以弗所书的经文是这样讲， We are so easily tricked because we want to believe those things that are easy. 我们要相信那些比较容易相信的，我们不要相信那些难相信的，但是不要接受有任何的话是跟神的话有冲突的。 The devil is able to make lies sound like truth. Is that right? 魔鬼可以把那些谎话听成好像是真的真理来的。 He is very good at that because he wants us to distrust God. 因为魔鬼第一个目的是要我们不信靠神。所以以弗所书刚才读过的， No longer be immature like children. You won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. Will not be influenced when people try to trick us. 魔鬼是用人来害我们，来骗我们的。We must know the word of God so well that we will recognize when it is a lie or a half-truth. 如果你真的认识神的话呢，谎话出来你会认得，或者一个半真半假的你也会认得。You've all heard the story, I don't know if it's true, but bank tellers when they are trained, they touch a lot of real money. They have to get used to it. So the moment they touch a counterfeit bill, they know.我不知道这个是不是事实，我听过很多次，银行的那些在柜台里面换钱的人呢，他们受训练的肯定会要摸很多很多，闭起眼睛来摸，就知道那个真的钞票是怎么样的感觉，一摸到假的就知道。 Unless you know the truth, you will not recognize a lie. 除非你真正的认得真理，有假的东西出来你不知道的。这句话也是很真， Behind every sin is a lie that we believe about God.在每一个犯罪的时候呢，你一定有相信了一个假话关于神。 This, You might think God is not really good. Sometimes he doesn't care. 说不定你觉得神不是一定好的，有时候他忘记或者他不管我们做的事。如果你相信那个，你什么都可以做了。 So behind every sin there is a lie that we are telling ourselves or the devil is telling us.在每一个罪的后面都是因为我们相信了一个谎话。你想一想，在你自己人生，在我人生是真的。 We lie to ourselves. 魔鬼来给夏娃被骗，他说是不是真的，神说什么树都不可以吃。 The devil confused Eve by saying, is it true that God said you must not eat from any tree? But God didn't say that.Eve said, God only said not to eat the fruit from one particular tree. 夏娃就说不是，神说任何的树的果子都可以吃，只有那个分辨善恶的树的果子不能吃。 So she said, but only one tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But the biggest problem happened right after that. 最大的问题发生在她讲了这句话的背后是什么呢？你们记得吗？ What did she say?She added something. She said, we must not touch. 她说我们摸都不能摸。She assumed 如果你回去看，也许神有讲，但是如果神有讲，可能就会应该记录下来。就是意思，我看见这个经文重点就是，我们不能加，不能减。We cannot add, we cannot subtract. I don't see anywhere that God told Eve, you cannot eat and you cannot touch. 神只说你不能吃，他没有说不能摸。我们可以认为不应该摸嘛，你摸了可能更大的引诱，对不对？ Of course we shouldn't touch, but don't add something that God didn't say because you confuse yourself. 如果你不认得圣经，你加一些，你减一些，你就分离，你就 confuse 了，你就会错，你就不对了。It's strange, she added, we must not touch. Don't eat probably includes don't touch. 不要吃当然不能摸。But the Bible does not say that God said that. Adding or subtracting the word of God is a sin that God is very serious about. 在生命记第四章二节，在Revelation, 在启示录第二十二章十八到十九，有很严重的告诉我们，你加你减呢，你就完蛋了。If you add or take anything from the word of God, that's the end of you. It's very important. Eve was wrong to add, even if she had good intentions. 夏娃不应该讲，虽然她的心底是对的。Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 2 says, 传道书第五章第二节 say, Do not be quick with your mouth. I pray that. 不要讲话太快。Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. 心里面不要太急，在神的面前乱说话。God is in heaven, you are on earth. Let your words be few. 神是在天上，你在地上。不是说不能跟神讲话，不要乱讲的意思，不要加，不要减。Remember, when I read that the leper Jesus healed and Jesus commanded him not to tell anyone, he went and told everyone. 你有没有想过这个？那个麻风病的，主耶稣医治之后，他说不要对人讲。And then he went and told everyone, 他对每一个人讲。Is he right or wrong? 他对或者错？有一些人可能说，他是有好心地啊，他要帮助耶稣出名啊，知道耶稣可以医病啊。Maybe he had the best intention, but he was wrong. He disobeyed. Jesus had his own reason for telling that. 主耶稣有自己的原因，所以我们不能认为我有好心地就可以去做。So we cannot just base on, we have a good heart, we're doing it to help God. That's not right. He's adding or he's disobeying. 那是不对的，他加或者减。I believe in God the Father Almighty. 所以这句话很重要。No longer, 不要再变成不成熟的小孩子哦。我们不要被浪吹来吹去。很多人就是这样。来一下不来，走一走。做很多不同样的改来改去的事情，就是因为不稳定。Do not be influenced by people who try to trick us. 他们无缘无故，不是故意的，都会骗到我们。If you believe everything you hear, you're done. There's so much contradiction, 这么多的不同样的冲突的。Why did Paul write, then we will no longer be immature? 为什么保罗这样写呢？因为我们要认得真理跟假的。所以刚才读的很重要，诗篇一百十九章，对不起，我们的行为要跟神说的一致。我们这样做呢，就是代表我们相信，而且我们感恩。这个是唯一的办法来说我爱神。有时候有人问我，怎么样才是爱神？ Sometimes people say, How do I show God love? How do you love someone you cannot see? 你怎么爱一个你看不见的？你做他要你做的事，就代表爱他。You do what he wants you to do, that means love. Maybe not complain as much, 不要这么多的抱怨。Maybe when you don't feel well, still say, God, you will take care of me. 不舒服的，要生病的，有伤心的，神你还是与我同在。要不然你信什么？你还是信我，信上帝吗？全能的父吗？Otherwise, what do you believe? Do you believe that God is Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth? These are not simple words. These are something only Christians can believe, but if they don't believe, they will not act. 这个只有基督徒可以相信的，要不然你信主多少年都没有什么的帮助，因为你心里面不觉得他是全能的神。Because in your heart, you don't believe he's Almighty. 这些是不是很清楚? Isn't it very clear? I will do what you say as a way of saying thank you. 谢谢。 That is our mind and our body say I believe. 就是思想跟身体同样的相信。We shouldn't say I believe in a way that has no effect on how we live. 我们不能说我相信，除非我的行为跟我说的话是一样的。I told you about the carpenter who lost his fingers and the doctors reattached them. 有一次我跟你们说，有一个人的手被切断，那他回去医院，那个医生帮他接回去 ，and the doctor reattached his fingers. And the doctors warned him, if you smoke one cigarette, the blood will slow down and the progress you make will reverse. 他说，如果你抽一根烟呢，已经有进步的呢，那个血管会缩小呢，那个血不动呢，你就没有希望。He told them that.The man believed him, 那个人相信 but he went home and he smoked. 他相信他没有做，他回去抽烟，他全部的手指死掉，不能够再接上去。So he lost his four fingers because he said, I believe, but he didn't do it. He didn't show his appreciation. 他没有感谢那个医生在 Mayo Clinic 花了很多时间跟另外的一个同工来，很多小时，很多千千万万的那些费用来帮助他。They spent so much time and money to help him, but because of one stubborn mistake. 因为他很固执不听。我们说，神啊，为什么这么绝对？ We say, God, why are you so absolute? IRS 绝对不绝对。他找到你骗一块钱，他都来找你。If the IRS finds out that you cheated them of $1, they'll come after you. If you dial a phone number and one number is off, you won't get to the one you want.如果你打电话错了一个号码，很多事情在世界上实在是很绝对的，没有什么的改的。但是因为神有怜悯的心，警察都有怜悯的心 ，the policemen are gracious too. If it's 30 miles, he can give you a ticket if you go 31 miles per hour, but they never do that. 他们很少会这样做。If they do that, you're so angry. Why are you so absolute? Only 1 mile over the limit. 为什么这么绝对？只是超过一 mile。他们有这个权柄，但是他们不一定会用。God is the same way too. He is absolute, but he doesn't strike you dead the moment you disobey. 神也是这样很绝对的，我们不要因为他不惩罚我们就觉得无所谓的了。做的越多他就会忘记了，他就无所谓，你可以做，你喜欢就做吧。As long as you like it, I'm okay. That is not love. That is not responsible. 那个不是爱，但是他给我们恩典。所以很重要哦，那个 carpenter 我讲的。He said, I believe, but he did not act according. 他说我相信那个木匠，那个 carpenter, 但是他没有按照来这样做。I said, I know cocaine is going to kill me. 我以前说过，我知道 cocaine 会把我弄死的。But I didn't do anything to stop. 但是我没有停止。我说再等一下吧，再等一下。Just do a few more months, a few more years, I'll be okay. Then one day Jesus came and he took away the addiction. 因为我祷告，有一天神就来到，把我释放了，那个瘾就没有了。真正的今天，如果有一堆免费的白粉在我面前，我不会碰。I won't touch it because it's gone. 走掉了。不管你是赌博啊、抽烟啊、吃大麻、啊，任何的事情，神是绝对的。他说：“我与你同在，我帮助你。” God is true. I have never experienced that more than when I stopped using drugs. 我没有经历过更重要的一个经历，说神说可以做的就可以的。但是我相信，我也要有行为。I believe and I must do. That's what happens.Why believe? Because knowing is not enough. 为什么我相信？因为相信不够，还要行出来。If we truly believe, it will be seen. 如果我们真的相信，人会看见的。It is impossible to do what we do not know. 很难做我们不知道的。It's even harder to do what we don't believe. 更难做的，如果不相信的话。我们求神帮助我们在诗篇119篇的提醒。Let's ask God to help us to remember from Psalm 119 verses 5 and 7 those two important points. 讲一点点的时间关于诗篇119章。Let me tell you something very brief about Psalm 119. It is the longest psalm and the longest chapter in the whole Bible. 你们大家都知道诗篇119章是最长的在圣经里面也是最长的诗篇。It's a poem with 176 verses. 是一个诗歌有176节。 The reason is it has 176 verses is because there are 8 verses in 22 sections.
有176节, 因为有8节在22个阶段, 22乘8 就是176. 为什么22?
Why 22? Because the Hebrew alphabet is 22 characters.
因为希伯来文是有22个字母, 22个哦。
Each verse in each section begins with the same letter.
每一个阶段的那个八个节呢，都是用同样的字母开头的.
Why do they do that? To help them memorize.
为什么这样做?
因为上帝在那个时候还没有印刷机，他们只有一本在一个圣殿里面. Only one Bible, only one scripture in one synagogue. So each time they read it, each time they memorize it, they go A, B, C, D.
那个终点就是因为神要我们背起来，所以我们说我信上帝全能的父，不只是用口讲，要不然你不知道你在相信什么。
So when I and you and I say, I believe in God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, it's not just words. God says, memorize and put my word in your heart.
诗篇119章是很特别的。 让那些犹太人可以背起来, 因为每一个段是ABC 这样读下去的。
我们要感谢神, 用他的话来感谢, 所以他的话是很绝对, 全部的都是神的, the whole Bible is from God, and it completely equips us, 完全, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
不是有一些地方可以, 有一些地方不可以,
一个得胜者就是每一样都逐渐逐渐地往前走。 A victorious Christian will add to his ability to obey God day by day, year by year.
50 years ago, Bobby Kennedy was going to run for president.
超过50年前呢, John Kennedy的弟弟 Bobby Kennedy自己也想选上做总统。
He said something that showed the kind of man he was.
他讲了一句话给我很深刻的知道他里面的一种的思想。
说不定不是永远都这样想，但是那一段时间他讲的是真的。
Maybe he doesn't think of this every day, but the day someone asked him, why does a rich man's son spend so many hours a day working in the ghettos?
为什么一个这么富有的家庭的一个儿子，你的哥哥已经被杀了，你还要出来这样服侍？
Why would you do that? You can just enjoy your life. Why do you spend in Harlem?
就是最穷的在纽约的地方， 16个小时一天在那边来 来叫人家选他。
Spend so many hours a day walking around, talking to poor people, hoping to help them and asking them to vote for you. Why do you do that? What did Kennedy say? Because I found out that my world wasn't the real world.
他说我现在看世界跟我以前知道的是不一样的。
基督徒也是需要有这样的看法。 A Christian should also know that this world is a world, but it's not the real world.
会改变的, it will change.
So the real world is full of people who don't have a chance the way that Bobby Kennedy did.
很多人不像他有这么富有这么好的背景, 要什么就得什么, 要try什么都有这个能力,
他非常有这个privilege, 这个荣幸,
所以刚才我们读这个以赛亚书是一节了,
这里对不对啊?
Okay,
for these Egyptians are mere humans. 这些埃及人只是人，不是神。他们的马只是肉体来的，不是强壮的灵。 When the Lord raises his fist against them, 在神举手的时候, those who help will stumble.
那些帮助他们的人会跌倒,
those being helped will fall.
那些被帮助的人也会跌倒,
they will all fall down and die together.
他们会一起死。
为什么这个经文这么重要? 你不是靠上帝, 你靠人, 总有一天会失望。 If you rely on people, you will be disappointed one day.
那些以色列人不应该回到埃及的,
those Israelites should never go back to Egypt because that was a bad history. But they went. They went back and made deals with them. They went to Egypt for help. If you're a slave, do you go back to your old master?
如果你是一个奴仆, 你会不会回去你本来的主人说, 我要再来做你的奴仆?
Will you go back?
It will be the same as me going to my dealer and say, I want to buy more cocaine today.
这个是好像我回到卖毒品的人说，今天我要再买了，我想再试试看。
That is going backwards.
那个是回头的路。Egypt was not good for them. They were not supposed to go to Egypt, but they did.
他们就回到他们不应该去的地方。现在结束之前给你们看一个很特别的地方哦，这个是神对以色列王帝讲的话，但是所罗门全部犯错。
These are words that God said to all the kings in Israel not to do, but Solomon did all of them, and he did it in spades.
他不只是做，他过分的做，所以以色列分裂。
That's why Israel failed and was split apart, and God punished them again.
他们又被神惩罚。
This time not to Egypt but to Babylon.
这一次不是去埃及，去到巴比伦。这句话很特别，因为有三件事情：一个王帝不靠他的 army， 就是只是走路的哈，他一定需要有马跟有马车。He needs horses and chariots. 但是他们回去埃及呢，他们就有问题了。
But when they go back to Egypt to get horses and help, they're in trouble. In other words, we're always supposed to trust God.
重点是不是靠人，是靠神。他们走错，因为他们回去仇敌的地方跟他们买马买车。
Kings often marry foreign wives to make political connection.
很多王帝是娶别的国家的王帝的女儿来跟他们有好的关系。这里说不要不要很多的太太，一个已经够了。
Kings are not to accumulate vast amounts of money.
王帝不应该太有钱，原因是因为你不能有自立的思想，或者你靠钱。
The reason is so that you will not be so proud and self-sufficient. You don't think you need God. Many people, when they make a lot of money, they think I'm fine now. I will worship God, but I don't need to beg Him for anything.
很多人有钱之后呢，我还是来敬拜神，他不需要求他，我自己可以 take care 自己。这个就是问题。但是所罗门呢，有记录下来，不需要看，在Kings 列王记前第十章二十六节，你回去看哈，列王记前第十章二十六节说，所罗门有1400个马车，有12000个开马车的人，在第十一章他有700个妻子，300个 concubine。有700个太太，300个 concubine， 不知道怎么讲。OK， 你们知道就好了。OK， 但是不要做这个。
His wealth was so great that he had 500 shields made of pure gold.
他有钱到一个地步呢，圣经记录他有500个挡箭牌是金做的。
It is useless，
金做的没有用的，金是软的，不能保护的，只是好看的。
Gold shields are useless because gold is soft. It's malleable. It doesn't protect you. He was so wealthy, he made them just to show off.
他有钱到做这些来给人家看。所罗门把这三样都没有听神的话，他不觉得神的话刚才讲的这些是绝对的，无所谓的。他给我智慧，我自己来决定嘛。
Doesn't matter. God gave me wisdom. I'll decide for myself. How many of us do that today? We decide on our own.
我们自己决定自己的，对不对？更糟糕是我们自己已经读过神的话，主耶稣已经来过了。
It's even worse because now we live in a time of grace,
是恩典的时代。主耶稣已经来了，我们要相信这句话，最后看的，真正的。我们要讲了这句话，下一次再读 Apostles' Creed,
I believe in God Almighty,The maker of heaven and earth.
我们讲那句话才有意思，如果明白这个绝对论。
Let's pray together. 一起祷告。